5 minutes after six. So I'd like to call the Historic Preservation Committee meeting for July 27th, 2016 to order. First order of business is a roll call. Fredericks?
Here.
Metzler?
Here.
Fowler?
Here.
Mooney?
Here.
Horn?
Yeah.
Rock? Here. Genrich?
Here.
Thank you. Item number two, modify and adopt our agenda. Are there any changes, Trevor, anything that...
Except the minutes?
Other than the fact that we'll postpone item number three because the minutes didn't get included in our packet. So
could we add, I don't know if this is a parliamentary question or whatever, but I know on the next village board meeting there's a revisit of the board recommendation to fund the $4,200 difference. Mm-hmm. That's reappearing on the board agenda for next week. And I don't know if we want to try to discuss that or...
I was hoping to touch base on item number six.
Okay, cool.
So, given the one with the one change on item number three, postponed, then I guess I'll entertain a motion to approve our modified agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the modified agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. I'll skip item three. Item four, announcements. Trevor, do you have any announcements?
Just the farmer's market again. Looks like this week we'll actually luck out with weather. We had some tough luck with weather so far, but the weather report as of 10 minutes ago shows the rain will stop by 1 p.m. So,
is that a guarantee?
That is not a guarantee.
And it's supposed to be a lot cooler tomorrow, too.
Right.
In the 70s?
75, so low humidity, or more than what we so.
Good. Hopefully. Any announcements from the committee members?
Heritage Hill is hosting their annual Hops on the Hill tomorrow. Tickets are available. I think it runs from 5:30 or 6 till 8. Food and beverages and auction and fundraiser and all that. I think Bill Jarts is the auctioneer. It's usually a good time with a good turnout. And the weather is supposed to be decent, so we'll see. Right after you go to the farmer's market.
Yeah, good. Start here first.
Right.
Good. Anything else? Okay, we'll go on to item number five, public appearances.
Mm. 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I've been on the Historic Galloway Cemetery Committee. I'm the chair of it 6 or 7 years now. And one of the documents that we found that really helped guide our research was something put out by the National Park Service called National Register Bulletin Number 41, Guidelines for Evaluating and Registering Cemeteries and Burial Places. I did find 5 cemeteries in Illinois, 3 of which are still recognizable. There's the one up at Heritage Hill, the Unknown Soldier, and there's some graves there. As well as Galloway Cemetery in Woodlawn. So I just wanted to pass this out to you as you evaluate the Red Brick Chapel and the Bishop Melcher, who was the first bishop, was buried there. As you evaluate that part, that structure, I just wanted to hand just this 2 pages that I gathered from the bulletin that, without having you read the whole thing, kind of gives you a little bit of outline of what we look for when it comes to evaluating what makes a cemetery historic and worthy of being put on the National Register. So I'll just pass this on.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We'll go on to item number six, update of the National Register Nomination Project. Trevor?
All right, so as Jim mentioned, the board will be reconsidering the funding of the $4,200 difference for the Miramar and the two individual listing properties. That will be taking place this Tuesday. Vote for me. Welcome to come in. And I haven't been part of any discussion other than it's on the agenda for this Tuesday. So I'm not exactly sure where it's going to go, but it's going to be discussed. Jim, I don't know if you...
Yeah, it was passed unanimously, as I recall, passed unanimously last time. But then a question was raised about, I think, if there are 27 properties included and a $4,200 support from the village, it kind of works out to $155, $160 per property. And the question was, well, is that a fair or unfair subsidy to each of those property owners? But I don't understand where that concern comes from, because nobody's going to get a tax reduction, are they? You know, so I'm not sure. I think someone was just asking the question, well, what if other people say, well, my house isn't historic and they're getting a tax break or something, you know? So I'm not sure why it's really resurfacing. I made the motion, and I wasn't able to be there last week, so it evidently could not be, from the parliamentary standpoint, couldn't be back on the agenda. Now it is. I don't have enough other information to see why we would not proceed. It's a relatively small number, and it's something that I think the committee here was recommending and we were on board with. So,
It might just be a clarification issue. I really don't know.
Okay.
But the state is aware, and Legacy Architecture is aware, because we're obviously not proceeding with our contract until we know for sure how much of the project we can fund.
I don't know if that confuses or adds to anything, or if somebody can say, oh, well, yeah, when we talked about it, it made sense because...
Yeah, it made sense because of the reason that we put forward when we made the request. We didn't see it. I don't believe I saw it as a subsidy in any sense. This was for the purpose of having these homes become on the National Register.
Mm-hmm.
And all we wanted to do was to include everyone who stepped up and said, yes, I'd like to be included in the next round of this next process. And so what we thought was, okay, we're essentially covered for the district and one of the two homes if the board decides not to fund it. So then we'll move that into the next phase, and we're going to talk here about the next phase tonight. You know, but it would be nice to do it all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was worth, and we had no other option. We couldn't secure a guarantee from the state that there'd be available extra money. You know, I mean, they said, well, yeah, there probably will be, because some of these grants won't be acted on, but we won't know that, so we can't sign a contract until we know how we're going to pay for it.
Okay. Yeah. So there's still a chance that $4,200 may not need to come from the village?
Yeah, it might not need to come from the village. We won't know that until the end of the year, until they decide whether all of their available funds have been spoken for.
Okay.
Because some municipalities may decide not to do it, or they may...
Sure.
You know. So, yeah, we don't know. So.
As somewhat of a follow-up on a somewhat related issue, I was approached by Judy Pohl, who lives on Riverside Drive, and kind of a unique property in that it's L-shaped, and the L is on Miramar, but her mailing and evidently the mailing address used to be Miramar way back whenever, but now it's Riverside Drive, And she was wondering if she's included or could be included or if that's been discussed. And I said, I have no clue if that's been discussed or not. I don't know if anybody knows.
I think it's been, it was discussed. She came to our committee meeting.
Okay.
And made us aware of her circumstance, where she lived. And indeed, you can drive to her garage from Miramar.
Yes.
It's just kind of tucked back.
Mm-hmm.
And so she asked for her home to be considered. And when we do this, we'll ask our consultant to reconsider a couple of things. And those are that's one. The other one was on the one next to her, you know.
Okay.
So we will ask for her property to be considered.
The boundary of the district, from what I understand, is tentatively set just by a street survey, but the actual research done into the district is when the real boundaries get decided. So I think they do a little bit more digging around at that time.
Great. Thanks.
Does anybody else have anything to add to to our discussion of?
Can you go Tuesday?
Can I
to
go?
The board? In case they have questions? I leave on a business trip next week, so I'm not even in town.
I can
go. I would love to be there, though.
Yeah, I can go.
I think someone should be there.
Yeah, I normally have something that I am committed to on Tuesday, but it's only as committed as I want to make it. So this is more important. So I'll be there.
Okay, good. Thanks.
If I can't, for whatever reason, I'll contact Trevor and he'll ask if anyone else can come in my place.
I'm sure they're probably going to have questions.
Yeah.
And you know quite a bit, too.
I know just what I said.
Yeah.
That's it. It appeared to be pretty straightforward, the way we just made our decision. So.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'll be there.
The only implication of this would be, as you mentioned, it would, the board does not wish to proceed with funding the additional $4,200 needed, then at our next meeting, that would be a wise discussion to have as far as what property we want to wait with for the next round.
So that's the board meeting next Tuesday?
Correct.
Any other comments on this item? Then we'll go on to item number 7, action regarding proclamation supporting the restoration efforts of the Little Red Chapel at the Alloway Catholic Cemetery. And Trevor has drafted and included some revisions. And attach that to our packet here. So, Trevor, do you have anything to add?
No.
Thank you, by the way, for doing this.
Oh, not a problem. This was forwarded on to the Diocese and Brown County Historical Society because they're both mentioned in here. And they both had an opportunity to review and provide some comments. So, I think everyone is relatively satisfied with the language in here. But certainly welcome any edits or anything. The timing of this, as far as I understand, Brown County Historical Society, or the group that is working on this restoration project, I think you have a timeline of mid-August. So if this is something you can actualize, you take it today, but you can certainly do it with
too. It's really well done.
I like the third to the last paragraph where it starts off, whereas the loss of historical resources through raising and or adverse impacts, etc., you know, I think it's a nice way, it's a good way of saying that what we're doing is trying to preserve these structures.
And I think it doesn't charge the property owner, whoever it may be, with having to do it. It's more like we in our efforts would support your efforts to do this, and doesn't bind anybody to anything. So, and I think from what I'm hearing anyway, the diocese is more than willing to work with the committees and all the rest. They simply don't have the funds available or the to do it. So, but I think we'd be supportive. So it sounds like everybody's kind of on the same page.
Mm-hmm. That's my understanding too.
Any other comments, changes, suggestions to our draft?
No, I think it's well done.
So they took down a big tree right next to it.
Yep.
You know, so that we'll keep that from falling on it at least.
Everything counts.
That's right. You know, just kind of wedged in there. It's not like you could go put it on a flatbed and haul it off. You know, it's kind of right in the middle there. So, yeah, an interesting project, I think. You know,
and it's kind of neat that, I mean, I've been in communities where this kind of support was, you know, a day late and a dollar short. In other words, the building was already raised, and now we're talking about, well, you know, how come we didn't do something, or let's do something next time. Next time's too late for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I made a lot of discussions over, yeah, the old so-and-so newspaper building. You know, whatever happened to that? Oh, yeah, well, the guy put a parking lot in.
Yeah.
And, it was, you know, of historic value.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the original structures in the city of Elk River, Minnesota, where I lived for number of years. So I'm glad to see this much interest from a lot of different people, not just us saying, yeah, we're in favor. You know, the people are doing things like Jim. Bobby, you're involved. If there are no other discussions, then this is an action item for us to approve.
I make a motion to approve the letter drafted for August 2nd, 2016.
And I will second that.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries. Item number 8, action regarding 2016 certified local government grant for the nomination of the Robinson Hill Historic District to the National Register. Trevor, do you have some information for us?
Yes, and actually, in the memo I typed up for you, 14 homes have shown active interest as of this evening, and 16 homes. So, appears to be really close. 20%. I don't know if it really matters at this point, but
our break even or our goal is around 17 plus, I think, to make it at 20%.
And I know that 20% was a kind of a self-imposed restriction, but you know, the process takes about 2 years from start to finish, and in that time a lot of people can buy or sell houses and property. Ownership can change, so I think 20% is a pretty good goal that I kind of work for.
And is it true that we didn't receive any negative comments, or
still haven't received any? That's correct.
So maybe that's a mitigating. Maybe we didn't hit the 20%, but no one objected.
Right.
So I mean, that's a positive thing.
And what are the rough boundaries of this one?
This goes from Alley Terrace and north along Van Buren and Jackson.
Okay.
All the way up to around Catherine. So most of that area is included.
Okay.
In Western and Riverside. So there's 84 homes in the tentative boundaries, 74 contributed.
Sure.
So, and if you look at that too, There's 74 homes that are contributing. 15 of the 16 people that have shown active interest are contributing properties. So, yeah, that.
So again, that's a positive statistic.
Right.
When we want to go forward. And I have a map.
Oh, okay.
I can pass it down for you to look at. It's part of that map, and the accompanying comments are part of our intensive survey that we had done how many years ago? Four years ago, which kind of forms the basis for action that we've been taking with our nomination process.
Okay. You know,
because those were recommended by our consultant in that intensive survey, and so our job is to see if we can take it to the next step. So those are the boundaries. What I found interesting was that first couple of times I drove down there, it's a nice neighborhood, but I couldn't see how it fit together. You know, so it was kind of random. But then I started looking at the architecture, and I'd see like three homes in a row with the same roof design, you know, the same pitch and the same roof material. And then I started looking at where the garages were, and the more times I go to Lorelei for dinner, the more times I go back through that little development, little area to get back to Riverside Drive. So I think it's kind of a neat spot, and I'm encouraged that we had the number of participants and people, the interest level that we had. So.
I think it's a very popular neighborhood. Houses sell quickly. And there have been a number of them, I think, that have been fixed up. And even at Catherine, there's a couple there. One was, I think it was foreclosed a few years ago. And the transformation, I've never been in it, but the transformation on the outside is like, wow, it's really cool. You can still obviously see the shape and all that, but it was new roof, new siding, new brick driveway. And it was very well done.
There's a lot of maintenance. You know, each of all the property. You don't see too many, like, derelict projects.
No.
Properties or, you know.
Very nice.
Yeah. So it has value.
If they'd be part of the historic district, they could have gotten some tax credit money back for doing all of that rehab.
Sure.
Next one.
Great. I have a question. As we consider this neighborhood, is there another neighborhood that's kind of in line to be considered?
According to our intensive survey, we have three potential districts: the Miramar, Robinson Hill, and Sunset Circle. So Sunset Circle is still the next one in line. They just both our outreach efforts from last year and this spring, we haven't received any interest except one property owner from that district. So
that's what brings the Robinson to the forefront.
Correct.
Okay.
Any questions or comments about this this request? Trevor's asking us to determine whether we want to proceed or not with the certified local government grant process. Do we need to know anything else, Trevor, before we make a motion and take whatever action we're going to take?
I don't think so. The letter of intent is due in September, I believe.
So we would have time to amend a motion if the village board doesn't approve that second individual property?
Correct.
Okay.
If there's no further discussion, then I guess I'll entertain a motion with regard to this item.
I'll make a motion to apply for a grant to nominate the Robinson Hill Historic District to the National Register of Historic Places in fall for the letter of intent due in September.
We have a motion.
I'm not seconded.
And a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. Item number 9, next meeting date and agenda items.
You may have an update on the Miramar district. Other than that, I can't think of anything. I guess it would be up to the committee if they want to have any new drivers to, you know.
Is the update on Miramar district something that you can? How would we be notified about that? Well, we see it in the village board minutes.
I'll send out an email.
Yeah.
After the meeting. And determine then if we want to, if there's anything else that we want to add to the agenda.
Mm-hmm. What does the committee think about not having a meeting in August? Or having a meeting in August, either way.
Would we need a discussion if the village board changes their mind on that? I mean, if they don't change their mind, then I wouldn't think that a meeting would be necessary, but if they do,
we would need to amend our...
We'd have to figure out which house to go with.
We'd have to figure out which house to go with, and then we'd also want to include the one that's not included. We want to include that in our Robinson Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So should we schedule a meeting, and then if everything goes through with the village, then we could always...
We could always cancel it.
We could always cancel it.
I think that makes sense.
So what would the date be on that, Wednesday?
The 24th, I believe.
Wednesday the 24th, okay.
Anything else on the meeting date and agenda?
Maybe we'll know more about the Red Chapel.
Yeah. Yeah, there could be an update.
Anything new from over there?
Okay, I guess we're ready for item number 10, adjournment. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move. Adjourn.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you.
I wonder if anyone ever votes against an adjournment motion.
Yeah.
Strange.
Why did it happen there?
We're getting good at
this. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, if we don't see each other next month, it means that everything is going as planned.
Do you know if either of the two
of them there?
The envelope a little heavier than you are?
Yes. Well, what he has on here is he would set his scaffold. He would tear the clock. And then I would come in there, my son.
Have a good rest of the summer, guys.
Thanks,
Trevor. Yeah,
thank you. She would, fix up whatever rafters has to get fixed up. We would sheet it. We would put the ice and water and my felt on it. Using his scaffold.
I think it's his.
But then I guess he would, you know, I have to sign a waiver because he would leave the scaffold.
Right.
It's just safe, so we don't have to risk that. But I think, and then at that point, then the masoner would have to come up there,
so I think that's how
rebuild the chimney, because he's figuring it as a new chimney, he flash it all, he redoes the crosses.
I don't know how the whole plan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be just
that,
like
that. That number doesn't scare me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more, and I was a little bit, you know, but, you know, it's like you said, it's been a lot of years. Labor's has gone up, products have gone up, and I don't think part of it is, you know, I'm not in it this for the money deal. I'm in it to restore the idea.
Yeah, that never came up when we...
Yeah,
I'm kind of thinking of it as I went right through some of the books from 150 years ago. So they kept track of when the workmen came in, you know, and they did $100 worth of work, okay?
They got credit for
$100, you know, because that went into it. So they kept track of, like, the value of your work. You know, if you're going to be donating in kind, kind of what you could be wrong.
Sorry,
if you're
going to
be donating in kind, 50% of the value.
Get on board.
There should be a record.
Yeah, I wish I could be at that one, but I'm going
to
be in.
I don't know the right way to do that.
Well,
that's what I would like to say. So let's say that Jill, whatever number you have, okay, you know, if you're a regular, it's this.
Yeah, you know, that's the same thing. I did work for the
right.